From Illinois Public Media, this is The 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. And we begin today with something of a real-life fairy tale. Imagine being adopted and raised in suburban America, only to later find out you were in fact a princess, like an actual princess. It sounds like the plot of a Disney movie, but it's actually the real-life story of Princess Sarah Culberson. Born and raised in West Virginia, Culberson was adopted as a child. She grew up in a predominantly white community, in an all-white family, and went to an ordinary school. She shared a room with her sister, Laura, and they would occasionally visit their grandparents in Illinois. But by the time Culberson went to college in Los Angeles, she had questions about her birth family. She ultimately traced her roots to Sierra Leone, which is where she found out she had a royal lineage and was, in fact, a legit princess of the Mende tribe. After reuniting with her birth father and family, and officially becoming a princess, she began her work as a public speaker, a humanitarian, and an author. Culberson was in central Illinois over the weekend, speaking at a Rotary District conference and at an elementary school in Champaign, where her sister, Laura Murphy, is a teacher. And joining us now to talk more about her life, her lineage, and her work is Princess Sarah Culberson. Welcome. Thank you for being with us today on The 21st Show.
Thank you so much for having me.
So I want to begin with this sort of your moment of understanding and revelation here. I understand you hired a private investigator, what, like 20, $25 to track down your family and your father, and that and that ultimately led you to Sierra Leone and everything that followed. Can you just take us back to that first big moment, that first big revelation?
Yes, I actually did this a program called Landmark Worldwide. And it's all about having breakthroughs in whatever area of your life you're working on. And I was sitting in the class and they said, tell the person sitting next to you where you're holding back in life. And I said to my friend, I'm terrified to find my birth father. And what I didn't realize is that I was really angry. I thought, well, where were you? My birth mother kept me for 9 months. I was in foster care for 3 months. And then I was adopted. Where were you? Didn't you care about me? And then as I sat in the class, I started to think, well, wait a second. What was it like to be an African man coming over from Sierra Leone to West Virginia to go to school, meeting a white woman, having a child in the 70s and 80s? You know, maybe I should give this guy a break. And the moment I let go of that anger, I realized that this whole new world opened up for me. And I was sitting in the class. And my friend said, listen, I know a private investigator who won't charge you more than $100 and your birth father's going to love you. And I said, oh my goodness, that sounds amazing. So that's how it all started.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're limited in our time today, so I'm going to jump forward a little bit. And I want to ask you about this idea of royalty, right? Because I think when Americans think about this, I'm sure you've heard this before, they picture the Queen of England, right? Horses, castles, royal guards, and all the rest. What does it mean for your day-to-day life to have this lineage?
For me, in my day-to-day life, it means responsibility. And there are a lot of different commitments that I have in Sierra Leone. And the things that we're working on is clean drinking water. Really, when I started to talk to people on the ground in Sierra Leone, I really started to learn what was happening. And I learned that people didn't have access to clean drinking water after the 11-year civil war that went on from 1991 to 2002. That's a long war, so there's a lot to do. And a lot of girls were dropping out of school due to their menstrual cycle. They didn't have access to sanitary pads. They would miss school every month and then fall behind and drop out. So actually, helping girls stay in school was providing, you know, a lot of care for the women and the children in the community. Women were more educated. They had more access to health care and so on. So what we started to do is really listen to the community. We started working with Days for Girls and the PAD Project to get sanitary pads. That's actually creating a micro economy. The girls in the community are making them now. We started working with Rotary and the Rotary Foundation, and we've raised funds to dig wells that are serving thousands of people with clean drinking water. And our goal by 2026 is to have clean drinking water in all the provinces in Sierra Leone, which is a huge thing. I mean, that's several millions of dollars to make that happen. But just having basic clean water helps completely with medical care. So being a princess to me means thinking about others, being responsible, and how do we work together to make sure that others have what they need. And in turn, it's such an incredible learning experience because I have taken students there. I took high school students to Sierra Leone, and they started to work together with kids in the United States to get a computer center in the north part of Sierra Leone. So it's not just like, how can we go and help, but how can we work together and learn from each other? That's what being a princess means to me.
Americans are notoriously insular when it comes to not following events around the world. I'm curious, and I mean, you were very young when the war started and concluded, but I wonder what you knew about Sierra Leone before you started on your path of discovering your biological family identity.
No, that's an interesting question. I didn't actually know a lot. I knew that there was a war, but I didn't know quite what that looked like. And I think there was a part of me that didn't want to know all of it for fear that it would make me nervous about going. But that was kind of silly because I did get to learn a lot when I got there. And also I got to see some video footage from family members who African family members who live in the United States. And it was pretty tragic what happened. And at one point I said, can you please turn this off? I can't watch it anymore. I mean, things that we don't see on the news because it's just too heartbreaking to see. So I really started to see my own privilege growing up in the United States and not experiencing an 11-year civil war, growing up in the family that I grew up in, and saying, okay, I can't act as if I didn't see this. This is the Blood Diamond War that some people may have seen the movie, Blood Diamonds with Leonardo DiCaprio and Djimon Hounsou.
The Kanye
And
West
that's the
lyric,
war my
people might
family
know
went
that.
through. And so it wasn't a movie I could just press pause on and go back and get some popcorn. This was real. This was reality. This was my family. So it completely changed my perspective in life, and it also gave me a purpose way bigger than myself.
Now, I know that you're involved and you were speaking at this Rotarian or Rotary conference, and the Rotarians are an international organization and an internationally focused organization, but a lot of Americans aren't. And I wonder if you find yourself having to explain why Americans, ought to care about what's happening in Sierra Leone when, people, I'm sure, say, boy, we have a lot of problems right here, too.
Right. Well, no, that's a great point. We do. We all have, and I think, I don't think there's, I think we all have our roles. Like, I think for in my lifetime, mine is Sierra Leone, and other people's might be in their community. And also, I'm working with students locally that are in the United States, and we're connecting with students in Sierra Leone. So why I think it's so important is for our young people to understand what's happening in our world globally. And so one of the things that I take on is having young people learn, oh, wow, this is what's going on in another part of the world. So for example, when you say when Ebola happened, all of a sudden people were like, oh gosh, that must be bad. Oh, hope they work it out. Well, kids that I was working with were saying, well, those are my friends. We've been talking with a whole group of students. We sent them the graphic novel Persepolis, and the students in Sierra Leone read that book, a group of girls with a group of girls at the Oakwood School here in Los Angeles. And they were talking during the Ebola crisis. And the girls in Sierra Leone said, this is what we're dealing with. And we're so grateful to have this connection with you because we're not in school for a year. Little did we know that in so many years later, we would have COVID and we all wouldn't be in school and things would be shut down. So I think there's so many amazing things that we can learn from each other, connections, creating peace in our world, when we do connect with other cultures. It's not as if to say, oh, there's stuff going on there. We just need to focus here. I think it's like, how can we connect with other cultures and learn about each other so we can have a deeper understanding of the world that we live in?
If you're just joining us, this is the 21st show. We are talking with Princess Sarah Culberson of the Mende tribe in, or the Mende people in Sierra Leone. She was born and raised in West Virginia in an adopted family in a predominantly white community, in an all-white family, and she discovered this royal lineage after she sought out her biological father while in college or in grad school, actually. So what keeps you coming back to Illinois? I mentioned your grandparents were here. You visited when you were young. Your sister's here now. Talk about your connection to Illinois.
Yes, I would love to. So when I think of Illinois, I put my hands to my heart because it holds a special place in my heart, because every summer we would come back to Illinois, to Litchfield, Illinois, actually, which is where my grandparents were. And both of my
parents. About an hour south of Springfield for people who aren't familiar with the map. Yes.
Oh, okay. Yes, yes, yes. So, small town, about 2,000 people, roughly. I don't know how many are there now, but maybe more. But we go to the farm where my mom grew up, and I would love playing with the chickens on the farm and eating ice cream a lot because my grandpa drove a dairy truck, and it was just beautiful. All this land and the pond, I loved it. And then we go into town to my other grandparents' house, my dad's family, and we go out on the lake in Litchfield and get to water ski and have such a great time. So to me, Illinois means family, community, and a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, and your sister is here teaching now, I think at Carrie Busey Elementary School in Champaign. And you you're working together. Yeah, go ahead.
Yes. And how can I forget my sister? We have a lot of family in Illinois, aunts, uncles, cousins who all live in Illinois. But Laura, my sister, yes, we grew up together. We shared a bedroom together. I would throw empty baby bottles, my bottles at her so she could change my diaper. She's 10 years older than me. So I think that bonded us at a very young age.
Okay.
And she's a teacher at Carrie Busey, and she's one of my best friends. And she said, Sarah, I think it would be great to connect the students in Champaign to students in Sierra Leone and do a fundraiser so kids can learn what's going on in other cultures and work together just to have simple access to solar lanterns so the kids could do homework at night. That's something that we're working on with this fundraiser. And we're also working on sanitary pads and clean drinking water. So I think it's so important to have young people and people in general to know what's happening in other parts of the world and how can we work together to make it better. I think we were all put on this planet to make a difference, whether it's in your community or abroad, whatever that looks like. And I think this is a wonderful opportunity for all of us to connect to Illinois, to Sierra Leone.
We're getting short on time here, but I wonder, when you're talking to children, right? You mentioned the devastating civil war in Sierra Leone, and there are a lot of problems still there. How do you connect with young people and get them to think about their lives and how they relate to people halfway around the world?
You know what I think is so interesting? Putting kids on a Zoom call together does it on its own. How I get kids to relate. You know, what's interesting, you know, I was working with some kids in Berkeley Carroll School in Brooklyn, New York. And it's a private, pretty much very well-to-do school, but kids are there on scholarship. And they heard me speak about Sierra Leone and what had happened. One of the students said, I want to get involved and I want to help. She went down the street to a neighboring school in Brooklyn, New York, and they started working together with other high school students. They told them what I had shared about the 11-year Civil War, that there were child soldiers and what happened during the war. And the kids at this neighboring school said, wait a second, that sounds like some of the gangs that are in our neighborhood. This and taking on, you know, children to be soldiers. They completely connected. The high school student at the Berkeley Carroll School said, this school is down the street and I've never met with these kids before, but this brought us together. And they raised money together, doing a walkathon to raise money for Sierra Leone. So number one, it brought kids together. They got to learn about each other's experiences within their own community by learning about Sierra Leone. So I think that that's something that's really exciting and part of all of this.
Sarah Culberson is a princess of the Mende people of Sierra Leone. She was born and raised in West Virginia. Thank you so much for being with us and sharing a little bit about your life and work with us today on the 21st Show.
Thank you so much. Take care.
More to come after a short break. This is the 21st Show. Please stay with us.
The 21st is made possible in part by Busey. For 150 years, Busey has helped business owners and entrepreneurs navigate financial decisions, achieve long-term goals, and realize dreams of success. Busey, fulfilling dreams since 1868.